You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Wire.
Consumer care guidelines aim to protect vulnerable and medically dependent customers' access to electricity. The Electricity Authority recently released their report ascertaining company compliance with consumer care guidelines. Today I spoke to Dr. Kimberly O'Sullivan, a senior researcher at the University of Otago in Ponaki, Wellington, and started by asking her what this report shows us.
The Electricity Authority has just released a new report that looked at whether retailers are complying with the voluntary consumer care guidelines for how they engage with their customers.
Mm-hmm.
And it found that only half of the retailers are currently complying, and there were really concerning findings around compliance with standards around disconnection and how they deal with medically dependent consumers.
What are consumer care guidelines?
The consumer care guidelines are basically recommendations to electricity retailers for how they deal with their customers, and there is specific guidance on engaging with customers who are medically dependent because they use an electric device for medical needs at home.
Currently, who do these guidelines protect?
So the guidelines are supposed to have rules for all small at-home consumers, and the process is that it's a voluntary guideline, so all retailers were supposed to show that they were able to comply to the guidelines by the end of 2021. So they've had 18 months now to be fully in compliance, and warning before that because most of them were involved in the process of developing the guidelines as well. So it's really a long time that we've been waiting for these basic protections.
When were these guidelines first introduced?
They were introduced in 2021, and all retailers had to be compliant by the end of 2021.
Right. What is the Electricity Authority's role in the advocacy for change around consumer care guidelines?
So the Electricity Authority is the regulatory body for electricity in Aotearoa. And one of their roles is to protect the interests of domestic and small business consumers in relation to, you know, how the retailers deal with them. So they're also tasked with enforcing the Electricity Act and the code, the relevant code as well.
How do we ensure that vulnerable people and medically dependent customers are protected this winter if not all retailers have made these consumer care guidelines mandatory?
Yeah, so I think it's really important that the Electricity Authority looks to make the guidelines mandatory as soon as possible.
Okay.
These are basic standards of care, and we shouldn't be waiting. Electricity is an essential service for keeping people healthy at home, so we really can't wait for another life or death situation before we get this right.
That was Dr. Kimberly O'Sullivan speaking to me about consumer care.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.